Have you ever found yourself sitting through a sermon in church, mind wandering, bored to tears, not really taking it in? If so, then today's message is definitely for you. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Each week, millions of people go to church. I'm one of them, and I hope you are too. So we pray, we sing songs of praise and worship, we sit through the announcements, and then, of course, we listen to the sermon. It's been going on that way literally for centuries. And I wonder, with all the sermons that have been preached to all the people who have attended church over the past couple of thousand years, how many people have really, truly, powerfully been impacted by the Word of God? And how many have just been brought to tears? Now, there's a sobering thought. We go, we listen, we come home. Did the message really have an impact in your life again this week or not? The reason I ask is because there's a point to preaching and teaching, and here it is. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. My purpose in telling you to do this is to promote love, the kind of love shown by those whose thoughts are pure, who do what they know is right, and whose faith in God is real. Yeah. Plenty of people come out of church of a Sunday grumbling about the pastor, about the sermon. Ah, he went 5 minutes over again. Someone has to tell him about the songs, how uncomfortable the seats were, the lack of air conditioning, on and on. But that's just not the point, is it? Let me be blunt. Irrespective of all those things, if you walk out of that service not filled with love, which comes from a pure heart, a good conscience, and sincere faith, then exactly whose fault is that? That's God's Word, fresh for you today. My passion is sharing the Word of God with you in a way that cuts right to the heart, in a way that speaks into the stuff that you're going through in life. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching right from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.